155,000 followers on Instagram. That's right, 155,000 followers on Instagram, and they started at 30,000. What is good, everybody? Thank you so much for watching this video. It's your boy Tony, and today I want to talk to you about a campaign, an ad campaign that happened in 2019 with Afro-B, who's an artist, right? Just like you, music artist. And the thing is that, sure, they had a big campaign with a lot of money, but don't stress about that. I know that you don't have the $25,000 to $50,000 they just used for this campaign, but what we want to do is take insights from it, right? That's the knowledge that we try to have, right? That's what is that marketing strategy about? And here is what I want to bring you. I want to bring you insights on a marketing strategy that you should use. So what happened is that they wanted to release a song that's called Drogba, right? Drogba. So Afro-B wanted to release a song called Drogba. And what happened is that this song, they needed to, of course, make a communication around it, promotion about it, to promote that song globally. But the thing is, they actually did not do this. They did not release it globally. Let me give you a few insights about the campaign breakdown itself, right? The campaign budget was around $25,000, but I think it was more $50,000. The audience demographic was not above 34-year-old. I'm pretty sure it was like 18 to 34, but they didn't go over that. And the audience gender was mainly women, 60%. Against 40% men, and the location was global, but in fact, it started in Sweden. So why did it start in Sweden? That's very interesting. What they did is that they looked at the analytics of Afro-B, and they realized that there was a fan base that was pretty big in Sweden. In Sweden, right? European zone, Sweden. And they were like, wait a second, there's a lot of people there. Instead of launching a campaign and being successful worldwide, we're gonna target where it works already. Right? So what they did is that they went full on Sweden. And so they decided to take the analytics that they found and were like, okay, there's a lot of people listening in Sweden. So what we're going to do is that we're going to run the ad against Sweden. So what they did is that they started to make little clips here and there, of course, the usual thing, posts on Instagram and you know, a special dance move for the song. And what they did is that each time they were posting, they were making sure to target Sweden. So they were targeting Sweden. Swedish women, mainly, right? Not above 34-year-old. And obviously that, like, dancing, Afrobeat, you know, that kind of music, right? So what they did is this. They went full on this. And so what happened is that on TikTok, and we talked about TikTok before, check my post if you didn't, TikTok is a very, very viral platform. And the dance move, especially in Afrobeat, went viral. It definitely went viral and created a lot of content, which allowed them to make crazy numbers and then to contact a wider audience by going to French Montana and asking French Montana, who is in the United States, hey, French Montana, do you want to make a remix of that song? Yes, no, he said yes. And this allowed them to expand to an ad campaign to the United States and therefore globally, which is what they did, and it worked. And here are the results of this campaign. You're gonna see it's pretty crazy. We're talking about 100 million streams across all distribution platforms. We're talking about number 13 in the US airplay charts. We're talking about 100 million reached on US radio. We're talking about A-list on BBC One Extra. We're talking about most played record on Hot 97, silver record in the UK. This allowed by targeting the Swedish European zone to have the song number one in UK, which is not too far, all right? That's not too far. And 51 million views on the music video number one in Shazam shorts. And I think it's very important, 155,000 followers on Instagram. That's right, 155,000 followers on Instagram, and they started at 30,000, right? So sure, they had a little fan base before, but this was crazy. It brought a lot of people. So on the long term, these results are crazy, and that's gonna definitely help them for the future release, right? So think about it. What can we think about that? We can say that if we analyze what's going on with our analytics, our insights, we can determine where we should target our promotion. So if you are a smart person, and I know you are, not only you're beautiful, but you're smart, right? What you're gonna do is that you're gonna go into your Instagram page, your Facebook, your Twitter, your Spotify even, and go to the analytics tab and look at where your fan base is located the most. And so you have to think about that. Analytics are everything. Analytics will give you data to use and to be able to go further with your ad campaign. Let me know in the comments if you have any question and if you ever tried to do this, what result did it bring to you? And until next time, you have a great day. Take care.